In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, is there a robe for me? In that great marching order, so many that no human being can count that number. You count the number, Lord. You know exactly how many they are. Is there a robe for even me? After all, Lord, you see what I do and what I don't do. And you can see very plainly, Lord God, that I have expertly woven a robe that I love at the very same time I hate. Spectacular robe of human making, a robe so deeply infected that it becomes like wearing lead. And yet how much I love it. Sewn by me, following the pattern of an expert tailor who sells these designs at the cost of human souls. And in my robe, Lord, evil is alive in every seam. And from this robe that I've created, it flourishes of adultery and murder and fornication in all directions. And it's a robe that I wear, Lord, that goes all the way back in history to that moment when four guilty feet tiptoed across a very holy threshold, wearing robes just like this, and commanded never to return. Oh, it's an ancient robe, Lord. And I've got it. And I'm dressed for death. Lord, am I like that one in that banquet that you enter and you see that one over there in the corner and you go right over to that one in the midst of all those with those other beautiful robes on, and you see me with my robe that is no robe, and am I the one that you say to out and weep and gnash your teeth forever? Lord, is there a robe for even me, the chief of sinners? And the answer cascades to us in a very unusual gift, that still small proclamation deep within us that causes us to be able to say, Lord, have mercy. What a gift those words are. And what a gift it is to be able to live on the knees as we say, Christ, have mercy. And what a gift it is that the Son, the Lamb of God, has chosen to reveal to us his Father. And the Father has chosen to draw us to his Son. and the Holy Spirit has chosen to give to us the confession, Jesus is Lord. Even to me, the chief, this Lord comes and discards my robe and dresses even me in the robes of eternity's making, sparkling with holiness, sewn together, woven together with large, sharp nails, and woven together for me at the foot of an indescribable cross, where that precious blood pounded drop after drop into the dust. A robe designed for us by a heavenly Father who was pleased to bruise his Son, and patterned for us by an invisible, immortal design. Indeed, this robe goes all the way back to that doorway to heaven called Golgotha, and way before that, as this robe covers every soiled aspect of my fallen life, and draped on me by hands flowing with holy water, and draped on me by hands full of that one-of-a-kind body and blood. There is a robe for me. All saints dressed perfectly for that entrance. And because of this indescribable love of this Savior, who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, we will see with glorified eyes, in a glorified body, heralding glorified voices, we will see what those saints now see who have gone on ahead of us. That formidable list that contains perhaps names very special to us, like mother or father or wife or husband, child, and best friend. And it's all because, Lord, your declaration that I do wear your robe that comes from your hands and the cross of your Son. Indeed, I will see them in glory, because not without us are they made perfect. Guaranteed, as Jesus said, this is the will of my Father, that everyone, mark that word, everyone, this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day to be a part of this glorious band. And those words parallel these words Salvation belongs to him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb. And we join the elect angels in proclaiming to this very day and forever blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever. Is there a robe for me, Lord? And the Lord says to us today, you need not ask. The marching order has been set from before the foundation of the world. And all my saints will be there. And not one will be missing. Not even me. Not even you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.